RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is In Villonaire, the academic radio show in English by the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more.
Hello everybody, bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Villonaire, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Hoy damos comienzo a un nuevo programa en la Radio UNAD Virtual, dirigido a todos aquellos que tienen un interés particular por una segunda lengua, en este caso en inglés, su cultura y el entorno propio de la misma.
Con ustedes, Leonardo Leguizamón, y me acompaña Silvana Salazar, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Pero cuéntanos, Silvana, ¿qué pueden encontrar nuestros oyentes en este nuevo espacio?
Bueno, Leonardo, este programa se compone de varias secciones relacionadas con temas de estudio y cultura del inglés. Por tanto, nuestros escuchas se podrían encontrar, por ejemplo, con consejos para el aprendizaje de una lengua extranjera, temas de literatura e historia, hobbies, música, entre otros.
Silvana, ¿pero nuestros oyentes pueden proponer temas? Tal vez algunos de ellos tienen dudas respecto al aprendizaje de los idiomas o quisieran saber la historia de su banda de rock favorita o de algún escritor.
Sí, claro, Leonardo. Este es un programa en el que queremos que todos nuestros estudiantes, tutores y cualquier persona que nos esté escuchando en cualquier parte de Colombia o el mundo participe, nos dé sus opiniones, ideas, comentarios del programa. Obviamente nos pueden solicitar temas de su interés para ser discutidos en el programa. Es decir, queremos ser la voz de las personas que quieren aprender sobre diversos temas de forma amena y con la oportunidad de hacerlo en una segunda lengua.
Efectivamente, Silvana, este aspecto que tocas es importantísimo, ya quienes nos escuchan tendrán la oportunidad de ejercitar su habilidad de escucha en inglés en un lenguaje sencillo y comprensible para todos. Pero hablando de la habilidad de escucha o de listening, muchos de mis estudiantes se preocupan porque escuchan una canción o ven una película en inglés y no entienden nada y me preguntan cómo pueden desarrollar la capacidad de entender contenidos en inglés.
Bueno, Leonardo, como anticipamos, una de las razones que motivó a la creación de este programa fue permitir la participación de la comunidad unadista y cualquier persona interesada en los idiomas. Por tanto, nuestro tema de hoy es tips para desarrollar la comprensión auditiva.
Ciertamente hablando, la clave del desarrollo de esta habilidad es el hábito. El contacto con el idioma diario es un factor crucial para el estudio y aprendizaje de cualquier idioma. De esta forma se aprende primeramente a identificar los sonidos característicos del idioma antes de comprender el mensaje.
Sí, recordemos que en la comprensión auditiva está muy ligada a la pronunciación. Es decir, debemos también pronunciar las palabras que aprendamos para luego poder identificar los sonidos. Al hablar, debemos reproducir los sonidos que aprendimos para poder memorizarlos. Es decir, si somos conscientes que manzana en inglés se pronuncia como apple y no apple, entonces podremos identificar esta palabra cuando la escuchemos.
Algo que no es aconsejable hacer es traducir palabra por palabra lo que escuchamos, ya que esto bloquea el proceso normal de aprendizaje. Lo ideal es buscar la idea general del mensaje de acuerdo a las palabras que podamos identificar, sabiendo que en este proceso podemos cometer algunos errores, pero estos son los que más nos ayudarán a aprender el idioma. No es posible comenzar a estudiar un idioma y tener comprensión plena de este. Poco a poco y con la práctica constante, nuestra comprensión se acrecentará hasta el punto de no necesitar una repetición para comprender cada una de las palabras que contiene el mensaje.
A continuación, algunos tips o consejos para ejercitar esta habilidad.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like
like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night.
Consejos para el aprendizaje de una lengua extranjera. Lo más esencial para aprender este idioma es el hábito. Escuchar a diario el idioma es 100% esencial. Recordemos que antes de siquiera pronunciar una palabra en nuestra lengua nativa, estuvimos expuestos al idioma de forma constante.
Escuchar canciones en inglés. Hay una página excelente que nos enseña a escuchar y a ir identificando palabras paulatinamente. La página se llama www.lyricstraining.com.
Ver películas con subtítulos en inglés, no en español. Recomendamos que sean películas de su agrado y que ya hayan visto anteriormente. De esta forma podremos enfocarnos en aprender el idioma ya conociendo el argumento de la película.
Escuchar podcasts online, pero ¿qué es un podcast? El podcasting consiste en la distribución de archivos multimedia, normalmente audio o video, que puede incluir texto como subtítulos y notas, mediante un sistema de redifusión, RSS, que permite suscribirse y usar un programa que lo descarga para que el usuario lo escuche cuando quiera, generalmente en su tiempo libre. No es necesario estar suscrito para descargarlos.
Leer y escuchar historias, poemas o noticias en inglés. Cabe resaltar que el material debe estar de acuerdo a nuestro nivel. En www.esl-lab.com podemos encontrar información clasificada por nivel.
Y por último, escuchar nuestro programa In Villain Air, que contiene información de interés general, presentada de forma simple y amena.
Quiero desearle a toda mi gente una muy feliz Navidad y un próspero año nuevo. Un beso. I want to wish all of my fans and everybody around the world a very nice and peaceful Christmas and a happy new year.
I'm really close to my, and I feel like I'm moving inside a, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know I let it go. I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall, and your feet, do let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, you're hiding from me now. There's something in the way words don't sound right, but I hear them all moving inside you. Go on now, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall at your feet, do let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I your slow turning pain, the finger of blame has turned upon itself, and I'm more than willing to walk it myself. Do you want my presence or need my help? Who knows where that might lead? I fall. The finger of blame has turned upon itself, and I'm more than willing to offer myself. Do you want my presence or need my help? Who knows where that might lead?
Literature time.
Today we have a very special guest. She is the leader of writing in charge of our writing festival. Her name is Constanza Gonzalez. Hi, Constanza, and welcome to our show.
Thank you, Leonardo, for inviting me to your show. I'm really glad to be here.
We're very happy to have you here. So tell us, how did you come up with this idea about the writing festival?
Okay, Silvana. The idea came up because people want to express ideas, and actually, they have the necessity to express themselves. So that's why we had the idea to perform this writing festival.
Okay, that sounds nice. And tell us something. What was it about? I mean, what was the main topic for this writing festival?
Silvana, actually, there was no topic. So the idea was that people express themselves with different short stories, letters, short tales, or something like that. There was not a specific topic.
Oh, that's nice. And what was the objective of this writing festival?
The main objective is to know people, and the idea of this writing festival is that students express themselves. Okay, so we had three categories. The first one from level 0 and 1. The second one was level 2 and 3. And the third one, and the last one, was for the level 4.
Okay, you mean our
our courses. I mean, English 0 to 1, then English 2 to 3, and then English 4. Why did you divide this into categories?
Because of the English level of students. That was our main objective, to classify students by levels.
So, Constanza, do we have many students participating in the festival?
Yes, Silvana, many students participated in this first writing festival. It was a very nice experience.
So, do you have any extract or something you can read from one of the students that participated?
Yes, the first winner was Ingrid Paola Camargo from Duitama, Boyacá, with her poem, If I Could.
Nice. Could you read a little bit of her poem?
Yeah, so glad to do it. Okay, here we go. If I could reach the moon to paint with colors, I would undoubtedly. If I could change the world to make people change, I would undoubtedly. If I could be the star that shines when I'm alone, I would do anything to reach out to shine with her. If I could climb to the top of a mountain only to see the horizon and the sunset that covers the earth, it would be much happier. That's a little piece of the poem.
And what makes this poem stand out? I mean, regarding the writing festival.
Because it really caught my attention that it is a poem, which is a very difficult writing style. Yes, Silvana, this is a beautiful poem with a beautiful and deep message.
Congratulations to Ingrid Paola. It was a very nice poem. We are expecting to hear more from you, Constanza, and your project.
Whenever you want, Leonardo. Thanks for inviting me, Leonardo and Silvana.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Llega a Radio UNAD Virtual. Rumba Criolla. Una manera original de escuchar lo tradicional. Viernes 4 de la tarde. Rumba Criolla. Solo por la RV.
Hey, this is Slash. And I just want to say happy holidays to all you rock fans that are out there and have a good one. Yeah, drive safe, whatever.
Culture and civilization.
Since we were born, we have heard stories about Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, San Nicolás, Papa Noel, Babu Natale, Père Noël. But was he real or just a fictional character?
There is a legend that talks about a bishop named Saint Nicholas who was born in Turkey. He was an only child as he had no brothers or sisters, and his parents were very rich. He was born to the purple.
Oh, really? He was a very privileged boy then.
Unfortunately, they got sick and died, so he grew up with his uncle. He dedicated his life to help poor people, especially children. It is said that there was a girl who was going to be sold as a slave, and as soon as Saint Nicholas heard about her, he went to her house and left some gold near the window that actually saved the girl from being a slave.
Oh, how sweet! Now I see where the tradition of Christmas presents come from.
In fact, many people used to put shoes outside their homes for Saint Nicholas to put presents inside them. He died on December the 6th.
So, why the name Santa Claus?
The name Santa Claus comes from Sinterklaas, as it was the name given in Dutch. As many Dutchies moved to America, they started telling everyone stories about Sinterklaas, and Santa Claus is therefore the phonetical alteration of this name.
So, why do they say he lives in the North Pole? I don't understand that part.
Well, The illustrator Washington Irving in 1809 painted a picture of a happy, smiley Santa Claus. He was chubby and he had a white beard. This picture was published in different newspapers and got very popular in USA.
And where do the sleigh and reindeers come from?
There was also a theology professor who, in order to teach his kids about the value of generosity, wrote a story about Santa going down the chimney with toys and presents for many children around the world. This story was later published in the New York Sentinel, and then the image of Santa Claus became even more famous. The final touches were added when Coca-Cola used Santa Claus in their advertisements. Since then, Santa Claus has become a symbol of Christmas for many people.
Wow, that was a very interesting story, Leonardo. Christmas is one of my favorite seasons of the year, and Santa Claus is one of the cutest characters who, in spite of his age, is always in the pink, you know.
Silva, Santa Claus is one of my favorite characters of Christmas, but what I like the most is music, Christmas carols. Do you like Christmas carols?
Yeah, I like them.
Yes. Like which ones?
I like in English or Spanish?
In English, better.
In English, I like Jingle Bells. I think that's my favorite one. And I like Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's really nice.
Would you like to listen to some of them right now?
That'd be nice. What are your favorite Christmas carols?
I really don't know a lot of Christmas carols in English, but what I like is Spanish ones.
Which are those?
Like, for example, El Tamborilero.
Okay.
I think it is The Drummer Boy in English.
Oh, cool.
And it's
yes.
Nice one.
Some of them have versions in English and in Spanish too.
Yeah.
So it's really, really nice to hear them. My favorite one is Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and some singers have even different versions of the same Christmas carol, Mariah Carey and Michael.
All of them.
Yes, all of them. So let's listen to some Christmas carols.
Okay.
In English, right?
Good.
It'd be nice. So our listeners can learn if they haven't heard about Christmas carols in English.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Beyonce, and I want to wish everyone very, very happy holidays.
Bum 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 b Justin Timberlake and happy holidays. Don't eat too much.
So that's all for today. Thank you very much for listening to us. We look forward to your comments, emails, and tweets.
And remember, if you're listening to Inville on Air, you're listening to the best academic radio show online.
I like that. That sounds good. Do it again. Make it six. I'm blue. Christmas without you.
This is Inville on Air, the academic radio show in English by the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.